This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McBean. Ahead of a meeting of the European Union to discuss reinstating sanctions in Belarus for human rights abuses, the Belarusian leadership began releasing thousands of detainees and issued a rare public apology. It's a bid to quell nationwide street protests that pose the biggest challenge to President Alexander Lukashenko's 26-year rule. Hundreds of friends and family, many of them in tears, stood outside a detention center waiting to give food, water, and blankets to people emerging from inside early Friday. Some of the protesters had bruises and described being tightly packed inside cells and complained of mistreatment. The deputy interior minister denied the prisoners were abused and said all detainees would be freed by morning. At least two protesters have died and around 6,700 were detained this week in a crackdown following Lukashenko's contested re-election that has prompted the West to consider new sanctions. The U.S. Justice Department said Thursday that it has seized millions of dollars from cryptocurrency accounts that militant groups, including Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, relied on to finance their organizations and violent plots. Law enforcement officials said the groups used the accounts to solicit donations, including by trying to raise money from the sale of fraudulent personal protective equipment for the coronavirus pandemic. Officials describe it as the largest ever seizure of virtual currency funds related to terrorism. It's also part of a broader Justice Department goal of disrupting the financing of extremist organizations. Globally, there are approximately 753,000 deaths from COVID-19, with more than 167,000 of them in the United States, more than 104,000 in Brazil. The number of global infections is quickly moving toward 21 million, with just three countries, the U.S., Brazil, and India, making up at least half the global figure. This is VOA News.